This book was not meant for public consumption. I've seen enough people resort to denial when faced with their mortality to know that denial doesn't work. Words written down, real words about real times, places, people, and events are difficult to deny. There's something enduringly credible about words written down. So, when told I had cancer, I resolved to write down everything I could about the experience, trying to make the words fit the feelings. It will be obvious to anyone who reads what is here that it is the unexpurgated version. I wrote what I was feeling as clearly as I could, and this is it. If you're a man and you live long enough, you will have prostate cancer. If you're a woman and you live long enough, someone you love will have prostate cancer. That will continue to be true until someone can figure out why it happens and how to prevent it. Someone will figure those things out, but probably not soon enough to benefit most of the people who will read this. As cancers go, this is a strange one. Prostate cancer cells are out of control, like all cancerous cells, but just barely. They grow slowly, but they grow inexorably, and this cancer will kill you if you don't die of something else first. Because prostate cancer is insidious, it's easy to deny. Men don't want to know that their PSA is increasing, and don't have to know for a long time. So even with such a simple and sensitive blood test for early detection, maybe because of the sensitivity of the test, most of these cancers are discovered too late for a sure cure. Most men, even knowing they are at risk, just don't get the test, don't want to know. I hope this book will change your mind about that. It is possible to delay dealing with reality, but reality in this case is not static. The reality gets a lot worse with time. And the reality can be dealt with, the tragedy experienced, without losing your sense of humor. Also, crises of this sort can nurture relationships. If there is a single most important lesson here, it is that relationships are what you really care about, whether you admit it or not. When I told my daughter, Heather, that publishing this book would be like undressing in public, she said, "No, it's a lot worse." She's right. There's a great deal of privacy invaded here, mine and some others. So why do it? I thought that men who have this terribly common disease and those who care for them might benefit from another's experience. I am a physician and feel both the obligation and the desire to help people deal with disease. I thought that there might be comfort in the realizing that mortality is a universal phenomenon and that there are some positive effects of admitting that. I also learned a lot about myself and about priorities from the experience, and I thought those things might be worth telling to a broader audience. However, I doubt that my motives were entirely pure. When I and others read what I wrote, we thought it was good writing. I like that. I hope the broader audience agrees.